We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. As we continue meeting and greeting some of the new coaches on the Buffalo Bills coaching staff. And tonight, we are in studio with the brand new linebackers coach for the Buffalo Bills, Fred Puggett. Coach, thanks very much for coming by.
Well, I enjoyed being here, bud. Excited about being here, and let's get it going.
Weather's not an issue for you, you were telling me, moving from Minnesota to here, huh?
It's cold is cold.
Yeah.
It's been pretty cold up there, too.
Yeah, well, we're just getting used to it here, believe it or not. 36 years as a coach. You are the veteran on the coaching staff. I would think that there's a lot to benefit of that, to having a guy who's been around as long as you have.
Well, I hope I'm still useful. Learned a lot of football in those years, and hopefully we'll be able to translate it to the players.
You are a Buckeye as well, Ohio State. You played there and coached there for Ohio State, and it seems like that runs through your veins pretty strongly.
I was there for 27 years total.
Woody Hayes was your coach.
That's correct.
Tell me what you learned from Woody Hayes as a player when you were playing for him, what that was like.
I think he was a coach that, first of all, cared about the players. All right. It was a teacher. Never accepted less than your best, and expected you to play with passion.
When he cared about his players, we don't normally get that sense on the outside looking in. He seemed gruff. He seemed, very tough with his players.
He punched me.
He punched you.
Oh yeah,
really?
Yeah, sophomore year, I didn't get out of bounds on a 2 minute situation
in a game,
and he got me on the sideline, and. He got me in the stomach. It wasn't the face shot or anything like that. But afterwards, I was wrong. That's what you accepted, and that's what you went, and I never did it again.
I bet it got your attention.
It got my attention. I never made that mistake again.
Holy cow. And he wrote a book, You Win With People, which I know that you kind of adopted maybe is your motto as well. Is that right?
I think that's very important. Obviously, all the great teams that I've been associated with, have had great people on it. And when I say that, I'm talking not only on the field, off the field, cared about the game, cared about people, and played the game with a passion.
How did you make your way as a coming out of high school, native of Western Pennsylvania, how did you make your way to Ohio State? What got you there?
Came down to Pitt, Ohio State, and Notre Dame were my final three. That was back when you used to take trips all the way into whenever.
Uh-huh.
But at my high school banquet, had Coach Bowden from West Virginia who was there. Coach Paterno was there. All right. DePasqua was there from Pitt, and Coach Hayes was there, spoke. And I think Woody sold my mom. Yeah, he got my mom on the side. I think my dad wanted me to go to Pitt, but I ended up going to Ohio State.
They all were there for you. They were at your banquet
my high school banquet, yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. And you went to Penn State. You were also, I read, a pretty good catcher, and you were drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, played a lot of baseball. Football was my love, and go from there.
Your dad was a coal miner.
Dad was a coal miner, owned a bar. In southwestern little coal mining town.
What town?
Ritchieville.
Okay.
Which is right between Washington and Uniontown.
Okay.
Right on Route 40.
Yep.
And they bought that when I was a baby. I was 9 months old. 1952 they bought that. And my mom ran at, she tended bar till she's 89.
Holy cow.
And, they've had that for 60-some years.
In a coal mining town in
small coal mining,
Pennsylvania.
Flashing light. Three bars, two churches, and a store.
It's like a great American story when you think about it. It's amazing. Let's talk for a second, Coach, about your years at Ohio State. When you got out of playing, you went to the NFL for a little bit, right? And played
right.
A little bit as a tight end.
That's right. I played as a tight end for the Bears, won the Brian Piccolo Award in 74. Went down to Tampa, finished up down there. I was playing linebacker down there and short yardage tight end. And got hurt my leg, ended up getting released. I was working construction when Coach Hayes called me to come back as a part-time coach.
You went to Ohio State as a graduate assistant then, 1978.
Part-time graduate assistant. I'm not sure they called them graduate assistants back in. But
And Coach Hayes was there for another year or two, and then it was time for Earl Bruce.
He was there that year. I coached 1978 with him, and that's when they had the deal down in Clemson at the Gator Bowl. And then Coach Bruce came
in. Well, he got in trouble for hitting a player.
Yeah, the guy came and stuffed the ball in his shaved the ball in his face, and he just lost it.
Yeah.
That was the end of Woody. Sad way to go.
Yeah, it was kind of tragic,
27, 28 years as a head coach here. Sad way to go. But after he left, Coach Bruce got the job. Coach Bruce was the assistant that recruited me. All right, so he kept me on. I stayed there for another 2 or 3 years as a graduate assistant, part-time coach, coached the tackles, tight ends. And then in 1981, coached the outside, got the permanent job. Coached the outside backers for 2 years and then coached all the linebackers for the rest of the time.
23 years at Ohio State. We're talking with Fred Puckett, the Bills' new linebackers coach. 23 years at Ohio State, 20 bowl games, and some great players. You coached Chris Spielman. He was one of your linebacking group at Ohio State.
Chris, Pepper, there were quite a few of them. But
tell me about Chris. What did you like about Chris Spielman?
He loved the game of football. Very, very intelligent kid that loved the game of football, would run his head through the wall if you told him to. Did all the little things that make you a great player. Was not a great physical talent, but he was a great football player.
You surprised that Spielman is not just a broadcaster, but a successful broadcaster? I thought he'd be more tuned to coaching, Spielman, as opposed to being on TV.
I'm not sure he wants to put all those hours in.
Yeah, well, that makes sense, yeah. And what about Pepper Johnson? He's now obviously coaching the Bills' defensive lineman.
Great young man. Go back to the Chris days. You know, him and Chris were backers back then.
Yeah.
And, great player, tough, played with passion, played with heart, ran to the football, good football player, great football player.
Andy Katzenmoyer was one of your crew.
He's one of the better ones.
Yeah. Pepper told us last week that when he was an assistant with the Patriots, he was assigned to Katzenmoyer. Why did he need one guy to coach him, Katzenmoyer, do you think?
Probably a different scheme from what they were playing. All right. As far as football, as smart as I've been around.
Really?
Yeah.
Coach, 23 years, you get to the point where you're assistant head coach of the Buckeyes, and then things change, and you actually interviewed to be the head coach there. You thought you might have had a chance, huh?
Yeah, it came down to Trestle, Coach Trestle, who got the job, Glenn Mason and myself, and Jimmy got the job, and, you know, that was the end of the story there.
Were you disappointed?
Oh, God, yeah. That's why I stayed there.
Yeah, that was your life, right? Player and coach?
I wasn't going anywhere else. Yeah. Coach Stress got the job. He and I worked together. He offered me an opportunity to stay with him, too. And it would have been uncomfortable. So that's when I decided to leave.
So this is 14 years ago. You left to go to the Oakland Raiders. Was that a difficult transition after 23 years in the NFL to go to the NFL? Or 23 years in college to go to the NFL?
Yeah. As far as coaching, no. Leaving what was our home, yes. Both of my kids grew up in one house there and went to one school, so that's a good thing. Sure, it was hard, you know, leaving all the way across country. It was a 5-hour plane trip. You know, left my family back here. I was out there for 3 or 4 months by myself, and it was tough, but had a great time out there. Had very good teams. Went to the Super Bowl out there and had fun.
You told a story that when you first got the call from John Gruden, you weren't expecting it, apparently, right?
No, I can remember. It was a Wednesday night. I told Coach Trestle that, I was making some decisions. I had an opportunity to go to the University of Miami as a defensive coordinator. And I got a phone call that night. I was going down on Friday to go to University of Miami, sign a contract and all that stuff. And I got a phone call and said, this is John Gruden, the Oakland Raiders. Fred, would you be interested in coaching the linebackers at Oakland Raiders? And I hung up on him. I thought it was one of my buddies from Columbus, you know, getting after me. So about 10, 15 seconds later, phone rings again. I answer it. He goes, don't hang up. This is John Gruden with the Oakland Raiders. All right? Because I never met John. When I was at Ohio State, I never really paid much attention to the NFL, to be honest with you. You know, I I couldn't have told you, you know, people who were playing here or there or coaches anywhere or anything like that. And he set it up. I went out to the interview, interviewed with him and Mr. Davis and their whole staff, and he offered me a job, and I accepted.
And then you go from Oakland to Minnesota, where you've been the last, 8 years with the Minnesota Vikings and had some success there on defense.
Yeah. Well, I went from Oakland to Kansas City. All right. Went with Coach Vermeil. When our contracts ran out, Coach Callahan got fired out there.
Right.
Our contracts ran out, and I went. Coach Vermeil hired me. I was there for 2 years. Then he retired, and that's when I went to Minnesota.
Tell me about the Minnesota years, the last 8 years, and what you've been able to do on defense there, including 1 year as the coordinator of the defense.
Yeah, we going in, we had some good players. All right. Obviously, that's the key to being good. We had a great front. We had some really good linebackers, and played a simple scheme, played a 4-3 scheme, a lot of cover two, and had some real good success.
This year, how did the Bills seek you out this time? You didn't hang up on anybody when they called.
No. obviously, we had a coaching change up there this year, and the new coach came in, and they didn't release me. I was still under contract, and you know, they said, you know, look around and that, but, you know, you're still under contract. So Coach Marone, the job came open here, and I didn't know Coach Marone before, so I had some people trying to get in contact with him, get my name to him, and I ended up getting a call. He asked if I had any interest, then they went through proper channels and came over for the interview.
Had you ever worked before with Jim Schwartz, or do you have any? Obviously, you went up against him, Detroit, Minnesota.
Coached against him. Never. The only guy on his staff I coached with was Pat Morse.
Okay,
he's the only guy that basically knew me over here.
Coach Marone mentioned to a lot of us this week that he feels fortunate that on the defensive side of the ball, he's got three guys who've been coordinators in the league. You, obviously, Donnie Henderson, and now Jim Schwartz. Is that an advantage, do you think? And how would it be an advantage?
I can't see it as a disadvantage, put it that way. You know, obviously Coach Schwartz is going to be the head dog and leading us through everything. If he asks for any input, obviously I'm going to give it to him. Same with Donnie, I'm sure, is going to give him any input that he might be able to give. And, you know, as far as that goes, Pepper and Rebo and Samson. You know, I mean, it's, you know, everybody's going to work together and hopefully come out with the best product.
I know one of the things that's high on Coach Marone's agenda is getting coaches who develop players. You've done that 36 years, college and pros. Tell me about that process. How do you get, you know, at this level, you get guys who are pretty accomplished college players. How do you get them better in the NFL?
I think the first thing is, you know, obviously teaching. You have to teach every day. You have to find out what young men's hot buttons are. And what I mean by that, what motivates them, be able to motivate them. And, you know, don't take anything less than their best. Make them put it on the field.
What do you think of the group you have here? I know you've been in for a couple of weeks. What do you make of this group?
To be honest, I don't want to make any evaluations yet because I don't know them well enough to say anything yet. You know, obviously, Kiko had a great year last year, but I don't want to make any evaluations at this point.
And lastly, you've been on defenses and coordinated defenses in Minnesota that have done a pretty good job stopping the run, which, for all the success they had defensively last year, was a problem for the Buffalo Bills.
Well, again, basic fundamentals, getting off blocks, reading keys, running to the football and tackling, that hasn't changed in a long time.
You've seen it all, Coach. We appreciate you coming by the show tonight. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, John.
Fred Pugich is the new linebackers coach for the Buffalo Bills. We've got more to come. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.